Senate confirms sweat, La Cherté to open seats on FERC, written by James Downing, and read by an automated voice. The U.S. Senate voted October 7 to approve Laura Sweat and David La Cherté to the open seats on FERC, in a package with more than 100 other nominees from around the federal government in a party-line vote of 51-47. While former Chair Mark Christie was a nominee from President Donald Trump's first term, the votes give the president nominees on the commission for the first time in his second term. Sweat's term runs until June 30, 2030, while La Cherté was nominated to fill the remainder of former Chair Willie Phillips' term, which ends on June 30, 2026. The vote comes less than a month after the nominees cleared the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on a largely party-line vote, after a hearing in which a frequent topic was the future of FERC as an independent agency. The issue of whether independent regulatory agencies are constitutional is working its way through the courts, and the Supreme Court has indicated it is likely to overturn their legal precedent. The Senate confirms Sweat and La Cherté, along with 105 other nominees, under new rules instituted by the Republican majority this year that allow for a simple majority vote on a batch of picks for sub-cabinet-level, non-judicial posts. Under the old rules, such nominations could advance as a group by unanimous consent or voice vote, but a single senator could block the motion. It marked the second time the majority used the new rules to confirm a batch of Trump's nominees after it grew frustrated by Democratic stalling. Sweat and La Cherté still need to be officially sworn in, and it then usually takes some time for new commissioners to set up their offices before they start voting on orders. With the federal government shut down because of a funding impasse, it is unclear how long that will take. Sweat is an energy lawyer at Vinson & Elkins, where she has worked since February 2023. She worked at FERC from 2014 to 2019, first in the Office of Enforcement and then as an advisor to Chair Kevin McIntyre and Commissioner Bernard McNamee. La Cherté is senior advisor to the director of the Office of Personnel Management. He served in the Marine Corps and secretary of the Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs. Reactions. Groups that do business before the commission were quick to welcome the nominees' confirmations with statements after the vote. Electric Power Supply Association CEO Todd Snitchler said the group looked forward to working with the two nominees once they take office, especially on the all-important issues of meeting growing demand and maintaining reliability. Long-term investment requires confidence in the rules of the road, Snitchler said. That's why steady federal oversight is critical. Reducing uncertainty and ensuring that competitive auctions are run regularly, fairly, and transparently will help unlock the private capital needed to strengthen our grid, support economic growth, and meet rising demand from manufacturing, electrification, and AI. Snitchler added that EPSA welcomes their commitment to maintaining FERC's independence while focusing on reliability, affordability, and fair, competitive outcomes, which is vital to attract investment. Americans for a Clean Energy Grid also welcomed their confirmation with a statement from Executive Director Christina Hayes. As they each recognized in their confirmation hearings, building out our nation's transmission infrastructure is critical to meeting the energy demand challenges presented by artificial intelligence, data centers, and advanced manufacturing, Hayes said. FERC serves a vital role in meeting that moment, and we look forward to working with both commissioners to advance common sense solutions to promote transmission's role in the American energy dominance agenda through a reliable, affordable, and resilient energy grid. The Sierra Club struck a different tone, expressing concern that the Senate had approved two nominees that are aligned with Project 2025. We are disappointed that the Senate confirmed these new commissioners who have such deep ties to the fossil fuel industry, Sierra Club Beyond Fossil Fuels Policy Director Mayar Sarur said in a statement. We will be watching FERC closely moving forward on behalf of American energy consumers who deserve clean, affordable access to energy.